Alright guys, I finally got the fire started. If you guys remember my last video titled My Pathetic Attempt at Getting a Fire Started, I ended up putting in a whole shit of wood in there. Then I went back to the supermarket and I got this over here. Obviously alcohol, it's flammable. Guys, let me tell you something. Women are utterly, utterly useless in anything. You know, I asked the cashier, hey, I need something flammable to get the fire started for my charcoal, and she's like, oh, I don't have anything. So obviously I know alcohol burns, so I'm just here to let you guys know that women are utterly, utterly useless outside of sucking dick, and that's about it. Anyways, point of this video from last time was most Muslim guys will never ever be genuinely desired. Now, a lot of Muslim guys out there, they're short, they're brown, they're ugly, meaning that they have an unattractive face. And what ends up happening is that a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you want to live a blue pill life. And you want to live a blue pill life because that's the easy route, you know. Mommy and daddy, they find you a girl, you get married, you have 2.3 kids, and you live happily ever after. Now, what a lot of you young guys out there need to understand is that ever since we became a civilization, not hunters and gatherers, women have been marrying guys that they're not attracted to, okay? At the end of the day, you check mark all the boxes like this. Is he rich? Is he stable? Does he have a nice car? Does he have a big house? And if you check all those check marks, you know, then the girl will be like, yeah, I'll let him stick his dick in my pussy, okay? But the truth of the matter is, vast majority of men out there never ever had genuine desire from the opposite sex. You guys gotta understand, man. Like Rollo Tomasi said, a desire cannot be negotiated, okay? I'm here in Guatapi, about 78 kilometers away from Medellin. Guys, at 6'3", I think I was the tallest person in this town last night. I've been to a couple of pubs last night. I was the tallest person in there. There were a couple of gringos. That's cool. I was gonna take home this fine ass Venezuelan chick, but this fucking white bitch, you know, from Portland, Oregon, you know, fat, ugly, she took her away. So this is the second time a white girl decides to take away my woman from me. And you know, I made a video about it. I was in small town USA. I was walking with a friend down in the downtown area. This hot Dominican chick was all over me. I was about to take her home, but this white girl comes out of nowhere, like grabs her and walks away with her. So, you know, a lot of women out there, guys, they simply get jealous when they see a hot woman getting dick and they don't, okay? Just like ugly woman. See, you guys gotta understand something, man. Women are black-pilled by nature, okay? Women understand that, hey, man, this girl, you know, like this hot Venezuelan chick yesterday I was about to take home, she knows that white girl, she knows that I'll never ever even talk to that girl in a trillion years, okay? So, just like this girl knows that hot girl gets flown out, they get, you know, imagine, you know, me taking this Venezuelan chick back to my fucking cabin doing this over here, okay? You know, you think this Venezuelan chick lives in a place like this? Absolutely not, guys, okay? So, just like ugly women get jealous of beautiful women, women at the same time, they don't want to be with ugly guys, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you guys out here, is that you guys out there, you all need to be fucking realistic, okay? Look at Brad Pitt. Look at hot guys, okay? Yeah, no homo, of course, you know, unlike Coach Bitch Bill, you know, but that's a different story. You guys out there, you gotta start looking at hot guys and then ask yourself, how far am I away from this hot guy over here? You guys need to understand, man, if you're short, you're brown, and you have an ugly face, it's pretty much GG for you. You know, GG stands for good game, but it's really a nice way of saying it's over, you know. So a lot of you guys out there, especially you Muslim guys out there, you all need to understand, man, these hoes, they're not gonna go back to the days, you know, these Muslim hoes, or any hoe out there for that matter, women are not gonna go back out to the days. Women are not gonna go back to the days where they marry a guy simply based on the fact that he can provide for her. Those days are over, they're not coming back. As somebody who's fucking 6'3", guys, I love it. You know, I love it because here, again, in a small town, I'm the tallest person. You know, with the exception of a couple of gringos here and there, you know, I'm like mugging all the freaking Colombians. So I'm actually staying here another night. I was gonna leave today, but I'm staying here another night because I'm gonna get free pussy in this place, okay, guys? You know, God willing, of course. I know some of you Muslim guys are gonna say, Amr, you said God willing, you're gonna get free pussy outside of marriage. Guys, women don't want marriage, okay? Women want flings. They want, what you may call it? They want situationships, okay? The only people, the only guys out there who actually want women to be chaste and monogamous are the ugly looking dudes, because that's the only way they can get their pee-pee touched. I'm telling you guys out here, those days are over, you know. Oh, damn, that's hot. I met a couple of American guys yesterday. I hung out with them. In fact, I even did a video with one of them. His channel is called, I did a short. His channel was called Based Critical Theory, where he talks about history and how history has to do with today. And, you know, these are guys, they got money, they travel all over the world, they get fine-ass bitches. And you guys have to understand, at the end of the day, guys, it's gonna come down to purely looks. And then after that, it's gonna come down to, like, money. For example, okay, you want a girl to, for example, let's say you want a girl to spend a month having freaky deaky sex with you. Rent a nice Airbnb like this, okay, guys? But at the end of the day, I want you guys out there to understand, man, looks are the single most important thing for women. If you do not meet her minimum looks standards, it's over, okay? And we're not gonna go back to the days where women are monogamous and shit like that. Those days are long gone, and thank God they're not gonna come back. So here in Mexico, I'm sorry, Colombia, you know, Guatapi, a lot like San Cristobal, small town up in the mountains, you know, I think we're like 7 or 8,000 feet up in the mountains now. It's a very, very nice weather. I like it over here. And again, I'm a big fish in a small town. Guys, I can't compete with Chads and Tyrones in Miami or Guadalajara or Mexico City or Medellin, but I can definitely be the top dog in a small town like this. And at the end of the day, guys, pussy is pussy, okay, guys? Even though the woman here may not be bad bitches, but you know what? Hey, man, if a girl is a 6, who cares? You know, it's not like I'm gonna, you know, make babies with her or anything, but the point that I have to get to really across to a lot of you Muslim guys out there, because I'm seeing you guys become more and more desperate when it comes to women, it's looks. Again, if you're a 5'4" curly sale named Yogi Obes, it's over for you. Unless, of course, you marry a woman who has all sorts of issues to the point where even a dog doesn't want to come close to her. This is why a lot of Muslim guys out there, they marry a fugly woman. They marry a woman who's like a 2 out of a 10. And that's because she knows she stands no chance. You know, you guys take me, I'm willing to fly a bitch out, you know. If a bitch is hot enough, if she's young, like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio young, she's hot, I'll fly a bitch out, man. You know, flying bitches around Latin America is only like maybe $100, $150. I don't mind flying a bitch out, renting an Airbnb for a month in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and that pussy. Guys, a lot of rich guys actually do that, you know? As long as you meet the girl's minimum standards, okay? Then you can spoil her a little bit by flying her out. Guys, you need to understand, man. Every woman wants to say, look what this pussy got me, okay? This pussy got me a Chanel bag. This pussy got me flown out. This pussy got me with this hot guy over here, okay? You guys gotta understand, even if you're a rich dude, okay, how many Instagram models get flown out by rich, fugly guys, but they don't post pictures with them? That's because the guy is fugly. So at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, women care about looks more than men do. Let me say that one more time. Women care about looks way more than men do, okay? As men, we can say, oh, well, you know, she's a six, but, you know, she sucks dick and she makes a mean tuna casserole, so I'm okay with it. But women, they're not accepting anything other than fucking Chad or Tyrone, anything other than, you know, a super duper hot guy, they're not accepting it. Now, in my case, you know, height really helps. Yes, I'm an older dude, as you guys know. I've been face maxing for the past half year. I shave my beard, I color the hair, I make myself look way younger than 42. You know, I've had, you know, two surgeries a couple of months ago back in Merida that are really, thank God, making me look better. So I'm able to get, you know, women who are in their 20s who might be a six. I'm not getting bad bitches unless I'm willing to pay for it. But again, you know, if the bitch is hot, she's young, I'll fly a bitch out just so I can flex on her and have that pussy all to myself. But at the end of the day, guys, it's very important for you guys to understand, looks matter to women way more than it matters to us men. All right, guys, I'm gonna see you in the next video. Take care, peace.